Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jason and John earlier today also talked to Jason Munns over at the Commercial Appeal. He has set Friday as the day he's going to announce what he's going to do. Either remain in the NBA draft or play at the University of Memphis. Ooh, what do you think he's going to do, Bennett?
I think he's going to play at the University of Memphis.
I don't begrudge anybody for, you know, making a big deal out of anything. If I were young and talented, I'd probably do the same thing, maybe even to a larger degree. But what are we doing?
I don't know.
Whatever, right? Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever. It's all good.
Whatever. But, like, what are we doing? You're not staying in the draft.
Hey, it's better than like cutting your list of schools down to like 20, which is what some of these guys do.
Right. Like there's nowhere for Kendrick Davis to go that is more appealing than playing at the University of Memphis in the era of name, image, and likeness rights. He would not be picked in the first round. He would not be picked in the second round. If you made the draft 100 picks, I don't think he would be picked in the top 100. He's not on the top 100 big board of Sam Vecenie at the Athletic. He's just a really good college basketball player who has some physical limitations that make people question whether he can ever play in the NBA. But that won't make him any less of an awesome college basketball player, and I suspect he'll be awesome for the Tigers, and that is what he'll announce, you know, in a couple of days.
Story number three.
Bryson DeChambeau has withdrawn from the PGA Championship after a practice round. He actually went to Tulsa.
Oh, no.
Played Southern Hills yesterday and again today and decided he's not ready to go after about a little more than a month ago. He had surgery to repair a bone in his left wrist. And he at least made the attempt, flew to Tulsa, got out on the course, and after today, just said that we was actually asked, how does your wrist feel? And he said, it's still attached, but not great. And just decided, you know, if I'm not going to be able to play pain-free and at a high level, what is the point? So he has withdrawn from the PGA Championship, which gets started tomorrow morning. John Daly and Sean McKeel among the first two players teeing off.
Story number four.
Deshaun Watson continues to meet with NFL officials today as they discuss the 22 civil lawsuits that have been filed against him and weigh whether or not he's going to be suspended now that he's a member of the Cleveland Browns. And if he is going to be suspended, how long? How long do you think he'll be suspended? He's going to get suspended.
You got to think, especially with the thing coming out today about, I heard about how the he like admitted that one of the massage therapists cried he didn't know why. I'm like, I have an idea why.
I bet you know why.
Yeah.
He testified under oath that a massage therapist left a session with him in tears. All right. And he sent her a subsequent text message like, hey, I'm sorry. Didn't mean to make you feel uncomfortable. Do you know what he allegedly did that made her appear in, leave in tears?
Pulled out his ding-a-ling?
And, like, was rubbing it on her.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, like, for him to admit that she's leaving in tears, it's just, like, okay,
Like, that's that's creepo stuff,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it really is.
I mean,
is.
Like that,
yeah.
Like, you know, like by definition, that's sexual assault.
For sure. For sure. No, he's going to get suspended. I'm with you. Like, I don't see how he doesn't.
Like, yo, man, if you want to get down like that with a massage therapist, they're out there. But that seems like something you need to talk about in advance, right?
Yep.
Like, hey, I got $1,000.
Yep.
I'll just stop there.
Yep.
You get the point.
Yep.
I got $1,000. You down or not? And if not, that's cool. But, like, that seems like something you need to... If a woman is there... as a professional, under professional pretenses, like, that's creepy.
Yep.
To start that. So, he will be suspended, and he should be suspended. If I were Cleveland, I'd have never made a deal for him. I don't know why you'd want a guy like that at the front of your franchise, but...
It's the Browns.
It's the Browns, and he is talented.
Yep.
So, here we are. But it's interesting because Trevor Bauer just got suspended for 324 games because one woman accused him of something?
That's true.
Deshaun Watson's been accused of either sexual misconduct or sexual assault by more than 20 women. So if Trevor Bauer got 324 games in Major League Baseball, what is Deshaun Watson up against? And I know the NFL is different than MLB, and I'm not certain. In fact, I don't even think that the NFL will try to make this line up with Major League Baseball on how it handled the Trevor Bauer situation. But watch Deshaun Watson get four games and then go check Trevor Bauer's Twitter account and see what he has to say about that. Because, like, it, you know, like the pictures connected to Trevor Bauer's accuser are horrific. And he seems like he was wildly out of line. But just like Deshaun Watson, he's not charged with a crime. They have decided not to charge him with any crimes as it pertains to that case. And Deshaun Watson is not charged with any crimes as it pertains to any of these cases. But Trevor Bauer still got 324 games for Major League Baseball suspension. So it'll be fascinating to see what the NFL ultimately does. But the headlines coming out of these depositions over the past couple days, they do not paint Deshaun Watson in a positive light. Jeff Calkins is up next.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis celebrates a legacy of sports in the Mid-South as flagship home of the Grizzlies and Tigers talk on the Odyssey app. Powered by DuckDuckGo, 92.9 FM ESPN.
This press conference is to let everyone know after years of searching, we finally found it.
What? Aliens?
Is it Bigfoot?
We found reliable and affordable 5G home internet that runs on T-Mobile's wireless network. And it's just $30 a month for families with Magenta Max.
But don't internet providers always jack up your price after 1 year?
Others might, but T-Mobile has no price hikes.
What about termination fees?
They'll pay off up to $500 in termination fees if you break up with your provider.
That's incredible.
Wait, so no Bigfoot?
Welcome to Internet Freedom. Switch to T-Mobile 5G home internet for just $30 a month with AutoPay and 50% off YouTube TV for a year with a Wireless Max family plan.
5G availability limited. 4G options also available. Qualified accounts include regulatory fees and price. $5 more per month without AutoPay. Keep your monthly rate for current qualified data service. Exclusions apply. Up to $500 via virtual prepaid card for termination fee payoff. Allow 8 weeks. See T-Mobile.com/Wi-Fi for YouTube and other offer details. Cancel anytime.
Hey, hey, I got Jeff Allen live on the phone. Hey, what's going on over there at Gossett Kia, South Mount Moriah?
Look, Randy, it's crazy over here, and that's because we'll do whatever it takes to put you in a new Kia today. Check this out. I've got a 2022 Kia Forte LXS, only $219 a month, and a 2022 Kia Soul LX, $240 a month. Both 36-month lease and $27.99 due at signing. And if you're looking for some SUV action, 2022 Kia Sorento LX, $315, 36-month lease and $34.99 due at signing.
And I know all Gossett Kias are equipped with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
That's right, Randy. So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia Mount Moriah.
2680 Mount Moriah or KiaMountMoriah.com.
All 36-month leases, Forte, NE483548, MSRP 21435, Soul, NHO2976, MSRP 22045, Sorento, NG116657, MSRP 31290. Includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Kia, excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 6/22. Dealer stock only. Warranties, a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details. We'll be right back.
This is Jeffrey Wright, and I want to ask you a personal question. Have you been treating your butt well lately? Has it been going to places? No? Then you've got to try SeatGeek. Whether you're trying the website or the app, SeatGeek is the absolute best place to buy tickets. And the best part about SeatGeek is they have something for everyone. Whether it's concerts, baseball, basketball, football, festivals, anything else, SeatGeek puts tickets from all over the web in one place to make buying simple. So maybe you want to go see the Grizzlies right before the playoffs. Maybe you want to see the Grizzlies in the playoffs. Maybe you want to go see the Bob Dylan show. It doesn't matter what it is. Just make sure you use SeatGeek to get your tickets. SeatGeek is so beloved by butts everywhere, they've made it the highest rated ticketing app. And the best part? You can get $20 off your very first purchase with promo code WMFS, WMFS at SeatGeek.com or on the SeatGeek app. That's promo code WMFS for $20 off your first SeatGeek order. SeatGeek. Get in your seat. Download the app today.
Frame Corner is the top pick in Memphis for custom framing. Do you need help finding just the right finishes and colors for displaying your artwork or sports memorabilia collection? With over 1,000 different framing options available, Frame Corner has just the right fit for your needs. Their in-house designers can create masterful solutions with your vision in mind. Enjoy savings of 10 to 40% off pre-made and tabletop frames. Frame Corner Memphis at 5035 Park Avenue. Call 901-682-9901.
Progressive's Home Quote Explorer lets you easily compare our direct rates with multiple companies. Now that we've covered something you could do, it's time for sports stuff you definitely could not do.
If you were head coach, you would not have gone for it on fourth down. Your confidence in your play calling ability might be a little overblown, considering you're barely confident in which restaurant to order takeout from, let alone choosing a play in front of 70,000 screaming fans.
But you definitely can use Progressive's Home Quote Explorer to easily compare rates. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Dell Technologies wants to celebrate all your hard work with these Small Business Month specials. Get great value offers on powerful laptops, desktops, and servers with Windows 11 Pro starting at $499, plus top monitors and docks, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. It's the perfect time to upgrade so you and your team can stay secure from anywhere. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL to refresh your business tech with these Small Business Month specials. Dell recommends Windows 11 Pro for business.
What if you could build a six-figure retirement income with almost half the money saved? You heard that right. Get a discount on your retirement, creating six-figure income with 40% less than traditional 401ks and mutual funds. Hi, I'm Brett Kitchen, best-selling author and star in a new Hollywood documentary called The Baby Boomer Dilemma. In this film, economists and Nobel Prize-winning PhDs from Wharton, MIT, and Stanford share a strange concept called the retirement discount. It gives you more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and your money is never at risk if the market crashes. That's right. If the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even people who are on track have shifted money to this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you're over 50 and want a bigger, better retirement with less money, call to get a free copy of this brand new movie, The Baby Boomer Dilemma, at 1-800-486-9595. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you'll get it completely free. I'll even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. So don't delay, call right now. 1-800-486-9595. That's 1-800-486-9595, 1-800-486-9595.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios, with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by Red River Toyota in Wynn, Arkansas, online at redrivertoyota.com. Now back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
What if I thought I knew you? Really, what's it to you? Yes, so what if I was looking at you? Yes, so what if I was looking at you? What's a poor boy with exquisite taste to do? Yeah, so what if I was looking at you?
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue. It's Memphis Barbecue Company. It's owned by Melissa Cookston, seven-time world champion, and the first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. You know what month it is, don't you, Big Bet Bennett?
Isn't it barbecue month?
It's National Barbecue Month.
Yeah.
So you should celebrate appropriately. That means eating barbecue. You can do it at Memphis Barbecue Company. From Memphis, it's simple to get to. 709 DeSoto Cove is the address. You just take it 55 South to that Goodman Road exit. Get off, go right. You can see it from the interstate. You can dine in 7 days a week, or you can schedule a pickup order online at memphisbbqco.com. You can do both if you want to. You can schedule a pickup order, dine in, and grab your pickup order on the way out. Seems excessive, but I'm just saying you can do it. It's possible. If you're not in the mood for barbecue, they got plenty of stuff on the menu you'll like. Salads, burgers, sandwiches, fried catfish, grilled salmon, grilled chicken, chicken tenders, meatloaf, smoked wings. It's Memphis Barbecue Company on the web, memphisbbqco.com, memphisbbqco.com. Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show weekdays 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, GP.
What do you... If you had to predict, I was talking about the Deshaun Watson situation at the end of the last segment. How many games suspended do you think he'll be?
Half the season. 8.
That seems, you know what? I was about to say that seems right.
But I say that, I got no idea.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, you asked me to guess, I'll guess.
Yeah.
You know, I got no idea.
Guess what I'm going to have for dinner tonight? let's just make Jeff guess things.
Memphis Barbecue Company.
You're going to have what? Did you say barbecue? I don't think you're going to have barbecue. I think you're going to have chicken.
I haven't thought about it. I have no idea what I'm going to have for dinner tonight.
Oh.
Let's get some other stuff. Guess what I'm going to watch on TV tonight?
Mets.
Yeah, Mets Cardinals. Yeah. That's right. Good guess.
Guess. I'm pretty good about that.
Guess what shoes I'm wearing right now?
Nike.
No. Adidas.
Oh, Adidas.
I'm Team Adidas. Adidas. I do. I'm 3 stripes.
Really?
Yeah.
Guess what I'm
going to
do?
Go. What are you going to do? I got
to
guess.
You don't get to say what are you going to do. Okay. That's what I'm about to go do.
Okay, let me guess. You're going to go on a bike ride.
That's exactly right. I'm going to go cycling.
Who's a better guesser than me?
So far, you're the better guesser.
I'm an unbelievable guesser.
In fairness, you didn't know the answer to the question that you asked me. You said, what are we having for dinner? I said, chicken, and you don't know the answer.
Yeah.
I do know what I'm doing now. So, like, I could have nailed it. I also did get the Mets correctly.
Yes.
I didn't get the 3-stripe right.
Yeah, you're a pretty good guesser. But I'm an elite guesser.
Yeah, no, you are an elite guesser, 1-for-1. I could have been doing any number of things, and you, like, nailed it, right? You know?
I just knew you were. I knew you'd become part of a cycling club, so I was just gonna take a. I'll take a stab at it.
Right, that's exactly right.
How's
that's
your cycling club going? You're still alive, so that's
I
good.
I haven't been doing much cycling lately, but I'm trying to get back into exercising now that the Grizzly season's over. So, I did Pilates twice in a 24-hour period.
How about that?
I went on a bike ride across the river. There's a whole thing over there across the river, and now I'm gonna go do another bike ride. I don't know. Do you do that when basketball season ends? Don't you try to like redeem yourself for all the?
You know what? Here's what happens.
Sins of the past.
Here's what happens. I'm spending half the week in New York throughout basketball season, and I actually lose weight in February and March. I lose weight every year because my biggest problem is
foods around the
house. Yes, I cannot turn it down. Right, I can't turn it down. I won't buy it, but if it's right in front of me.
Right.
I'll eat dinner before the show sometimes. I'll say, hey, I'm just going to go ahead and eat dinner now. It's better to eat early instead of late, and I'm starving now anyway. So I'm going to eat dinner, and then I'm good to go for the night. And then I get home, and they've ordered a pizza, and there's 2 pieces laying around.
Right.
Well, I've got to eat that. So when I'm – during basketball season, I actually lose weight. And then I say – because I'm – honestly, because you're on TV all the time, and you want to try to, you know, people are looking at
right.
you. And so I do well there, and then I come home and I say, man, now I've got all this free time relative to what my weeks have looked like, you know, for the past 4 months, and I'm really going to set aside time to get on the treadmill, get on the Peloton, you know, get in the best shape I've been in, you know, in a little while. And then it's just... I get away from it for about 2 weeks, but I have within the past couple of weeks started making it a priority to get on the treadmill every single day because there's no excuse for me. I have time. Right. I have time.
So, one of the advantages to when your children grow up and leave is you don't have all that food in that. Like right now, and particularly one of the advantages to being divorced and having your children grow up and leave is like I don't have anything in the house that I don't want to eat. Like, so there's nothing good in my house to eat. Like, nothing. There's nothing good in my house to eat. You can wander around and you can say, what can I have as a snack? And you realize there's nothing in the house because if there was, I would eat it. And so, I mean, some people have control. I don't know how they do it. Like my buddy Fishman, he's got three kinds of cookies and two kinds of ice cream and four kinds of potato chips and whatever in his house at all times. I could never do that because I would eat all those things. And now that my kids are out of the house and, you know, it's just me, I don't have anything. I'm not tempted to eat the dog's food. Like whereas when I'm covering the NBA, the Grizzlies, like they have snacks out and I eat snacks all game long. I can eat like four of those. They have boxes of popcorn. I can eat four of those in the course of the game, you know, and then I'm on deadline. And so then they have pretzels and they have other stuff. It's just awful. Yeah, awful for me.
I can actually stay away from that stuff. Like where I can even stay away from the stuff in my house. Like right now at my house, there are frozen pizzas and pizza rolls and cereal.
Really?
And oh yeah, but I mean we have kids.
You can stay away from that as long as it's not fresh pizza right out on the counter.
I cannot tell you the last time. It's been years. And when I was young, I lived on pizza rolls. I loved them. It has been years since I've said, you know what I'm going to have for lunch today? Pizza rolls. I don't. They're there every day.
Oh,
all I got to do is go cook them.
Treat yourself, man.
I will never cook them. I will never go make myself a bowl of cereal.
You're an example of discipline for all of us, GP.
No, but here's the problem. Louie will say, Dad, I'm hungry. What do you want, buddy? Pizza rolls. Okay, how many do you want? I got a pretty good idea what he's going to eat and not eat at this point. And so I make him some, and there'll be four left over. Now, what I should do is just throw them away.
Pour water on them.
But I can't. That's what happens.
You do eat the pizza rolls.
And then I eat them. I would have never made them for myself, but now they're just sitting there, and I cannot not eat them. Here's another perfect
example. Interesting. Everyone listening has struggles with food. I don't believe there's anyone who doesn't have struggles with food. There's some certain kinds of food or whatever. Like, don't you think it's true? Isn't that like universal? Maybe it's not the universal condition for all of humanity, but in the United States of America, isn't that true? Like, there's no one out there who says, "Oh, I eat exactly what I want, no more than what I eat, take what I want, just exactly what's good for me," and that's it. Is there anyone like that?
Well, like my buddy BP. It's sort of a running joke in our little group. Like, we've never seen him eat. He never eats. We've never seen him eat. Like, he just doesn't eat. And, like, you'll ask him. He's like, "Yeah, I don't really eat." I'm aware he eats, but you never see him. He eats privately. You never see him eat.
My dad didn't have any issues with food. Like, he didn't ever, like, "I'm eating too much of this." Never. It was food for my dad was fuel. Actually, so I said, you know, it's fuel. Whatever you put in front of him, he would eat, you know, whatever. And occasionally he'd make himself a piece of toast. But he would never make himself – he wouldn't go back and have one extra more than – he would never have more than he really wanted or needed.
Oh, no.
Like, I don't know what that would be like. I think that's a distinct minority, though. I think most of us really struggle with something. Right? But Ben, how about you? Do you struggle with anything around food, Ben? You don't seem like you're struggling with a food guy.
I mean, like today, the – good people from the Greek Fest brought a bunch of Greek pastries up here, and yeah. I mean, I had to indulge. They were just sitting right out there by the coffee maker.
But did you have more than you wanted, or just have like two biscuits?
I had like two things, like a baklava and a cookie. Yeah.
See, that shows that they actually brought me some too. Jennifer Biggs delivered some. They're delicious.
Go to the Greek Fest. Great food. Yep.
Yeah.
I'm pretty good with most things, but like. Once I see it and it's within reach and I can just grab it and you know it's just there, then I can't not grab it. Like here's a perfect example. If I were to go to a Mexican restaurant by myself, you know, like any number of Mexican restaurants where you sit down and they immediately bring you chips and salsa, right?
Right.
I actually tell them.
You tell them don't bring me chips and salsa.
Right.
Holy crap.
I turn down the chips and salsa.
I don't get that, GP.
I sit down.
That's part of the experience.
That's very impressive. That is really good, GP.
I say, no, thank you. I don't need the chips or the salsa. And they, you know, it's all fine. But, like, I have to say don't put it here. Because if you put it there, I will eat all of it. And so I'd rather just not be there.
I do. I eat all of it. They put it there and I eat all of it. And I 100%.
So like the
other, I don't understand anyone who could eat three chips and say, "Oh, that's good."
So
wait for my dinner now.
Yeah. So like on Saturday, Lou had baseball practice, and then afterward, it was just me and Lou, and we went to get lunch, and he wanted Mexican, so we went to a Mexican place. Now he wants chips and cheese dip, right? And like you know, he gets what he wants, And so if I would have been there by myself, I don't even have the chips on my table. But because he was there, he wanted the chips and cheese dip. So we got it. And then guess who ate it all? Me. Because it's right in front of me.
Delicious. Right, yeah.
Because it's awesome. I love it. I just know it's not good for you.
Oh, I know how this whole thing started. You asked me what happened.
Oh, yeah. Remember we were going to talk about Deshaun Watson's sexual assault allegations?
He has appetite issues, too. It's right in front of him. He wants it.
It's really
a version of the same thing. It's just a little more creepy and criminal.
Yeah, it's a little more – nothing illegal about – indulging in white cheese dip.
No, you don't have to ask. There's not an enthusiastic consent from the chip. Hey, do you want to be, no, you don't have to.
Perhaps there's a message in a lesson in there for Deshaun Watson. Okay, Deshaun, if somebody puts the chips and salsa on your table, so to speak, you can have them. But you can't go in the kitchen and get the chips and salsa yourself.
No.
That's not allowed.
Keep your hands away. Yeah.
If somebody offers you the chips and salsa, you can take it. But you can't just take everybody's chips and salsa whenever you want to, weirdo.
What do you think's going to happen with Deshaun Watson?
You know, here's what I was about to say before we went off on this weird conversation. I was going to say, when you said half the season, I was like, that sounds about right. Except, you know what actually sounds about right? Him not playing.
The whole season.
No, never playing again because you're allegedly sexually assaulting dozens
of
women.
With the fact that there's no crime, very clearly, if he were convicted of it, he would not, right? But when it's, and not only that, he hasn't even been, there's not even been a civil judgment against him. There's been no judgment against him. All there is accusations. I know there's 22 of them and whatever else, but do you really never play again because of accusations?
Major League Baseball just did it with Trevor Bauer.
Major League Baseball just did it with Trevor Bauer. You're exactly right. Now, those allegations were also violent,
They were violent. On the other hand,
where there was also, weirdly enough, consent, at least at some level.
I believe the argument is that she consented to rough sex, but she did not consent to what he did to her while she was passed out.
I see.
And the other argument, I think, is no, you cannot consent to being beat up.
You cannot consent to that, yeah.
And he was beat up. She was beat up. She got beat up. And, but like, even that's a little of a tricky. And he's never been charged with a crime. He's not going to be charged with a crime. And yet they still suspended him for, I guess it was 2 years?
Two years.
Yeah. And for a pitcher, like, that's a – I mean, that's – like, he might never pitch in the major leagues again. I mean, they perhaps ended his career.
Now, he's challenging this, right?
Of course, yes.
I don't know if it's going to stand up. Do you have any sense?
I honestly have no idea. I have no idea. His argument is, I've shown you text messages with this woman that show her consenting to, what we were doing, and I'm not being charged with a crime. How are you taking my livelihood away from me?
Well, and so much of that then is that you have, through the collective bargaining agreement, agreed to this system. And then the argument really is more, okay, that's fine, but it can't be arbitrary. It has to be consistent with other things you've decided, and you've never done anything like this before.
Right.
Right. Like in the end, if it gets overturned, it will be on the basis of the inconsistency of the judgment under the collective bargaining agreement. It strikes me. That's like what will likely. And I don't know how it fits with other cases because, honestly, there haven't been a lot of other cases that are – I'm sure there are other things they will compare it to, but I don't know any, just like that.
And I don't know that what happened with Trevor Bauer will have any bearing on what will happen with Deshaun Watson. But I swear, this is genuinely true. Like, if Memphis had an NFL franchise and we cared about it deeply, I would not have wanted that franchise to trade for Deshaun Watson. And I would have been critical – of the franchise if it had.
How about if Michael Vick? Someone traded for Michael Vick once upon a time. He went to jail, though.
Yeah.
He did actually, the argument there is to me, is the opposite. He actually served time, and he paid his price. Don't we believe in that, right?
Yeah, I think those are two very different stories. Like, what Michael Vick did was horrific, but and I'm not even going to butt it. It was just horrific. Let's just end it there. But he did pay a price for it. And, you know, he acknowledged his mistake and seemed to learn a lesson. And at some point, if you pay your so-called debt to society, I guess this is where I would land on that. I would have less problem with my favorite NFL franchise trading for Michael Vick when whatever franchise traded for Michael Vick, I don't even remember, than Deshaun Watson.
The Eagles.
Yeah, I would have less problem with the Eagles trading for Michael Vick than I would have my favorite franchise trading for Deshaun Watson under these circumstances.
Okay, and since we're talking about athletes who one has struggles with, how would you feel about if Phil Mickelson was your favorite golfer? Would he no longer be your favorite golfer, given what his history is recently?
I can separate those two. Like, making poor choices, which he clearly did, I don't think that necessarily makes you the equivalent of Michael Vick or Deshaun Watson.
Isn't it? I find it weird that he is. I mean, what he said was incredibly stupid and insensitive and selfish and, you know, however you want to phrase it. I find it astonishing, though, that Deshaun Watson is not a pariah, as far as I can tell, right? Like, not a pariah in Cleveland or not a, you know. Phil Mickelson is a pariah for that. I find it, like, weird, honestly. I, again, without at all supporting Phil Mickelson or what he said or anything like that, I just think that is so much less, if we're weighing on the scale, you know, I would put Deshaun Watson way over here, just in terms of actual hurt and damage done to real people. And then Phil Mickelson's selfish, insensitive, appalling comment, which is a comment.
Yeah, I think it's a little more than that, though, because what he was doing, by his own admission, was helping build a rival league to steal tour players from the PGA Tour, to lessen the PGA Tour. And I think that's where some of these guys who are committed to the PGA Tour are like, yo, man, you were trying to hurt us. You were trying to hurt this thing that is ours. So, like, don't come back to this thing that it was ours. Poor analogy, possibly, but imagine.
Well, I can see why they would be mad at it, but the idea that it tars your reputation and your legacy, it's just business, isn't it? Like, I don't know. Like, is Dr. J going to a different league? Did that, like, tar his legacy because he went to a different league once? And then, you know, I can understand why the PGA would be mad, or even why PGA Tour pros would be mad. I don't really understand why it tars his legacy. I can understand why gambling stuff might tar his legacy, although now the whole country gambles, you know, like, or whatever. I honestly don't see. I find it a little bewildering. And Jeffrey's theory is there's another book coming out that's going to say even worse things about him, and so that must be it.
Like, I think a lot of this is, it's like, it's not piling on, that's not what I mean, but there's been a lot of stuff thrown on top of this one story. Like, oh, and did you hear about this story with Phil Mickelson and that story with Phil Mickelson? And I don't feel bad for him. I don't want to put it that way. But I know it's the popular thing in journalism to just side with Alan Shipman, you know, by default. But I do genuinely think Phil Mickelson probably thought he was not on the record. Like, even Shipnick's version of the story is that my phone rang. It was Phil Mickelson. We started talking. I recorded everything he said, and now I'm putting it in a book. I don't know how you handle that situation.
No, you got to tell someone.
I always do. Even if I start a conversation with, say, a basketball coach, and I'm not really wanting it to be on the record, we're just talking, and then that coach says something interesting that I might want to use, I say, hey, would you mind if I use that? Right. I never.
The only way that's not true is if it's in a very public place, such that, you know, if it's at the Grizzlies, you know, breakup press conferences, I wouldn't say, hey, you mind if I use that? That's very clearly usable. It's at a press availability. Beyond that, I do. Or I'll be at the beginning, say, yo, Phil, before you say anything, you know, I just want you to know this is on the record. You know, this is on the record, right?
100%.
We clear, like, this is all.
Now, what Alan Shipnick has said is, You're talking to somebody who is working on a book about you. You know that. When you call, you have to know everything's on the record, unless you say it's not. And I just think that's, I
think that's correct at some level, but also a little bit like,
yeah, it's, you know. Like, I would always joke, and this isn't just with me. As far as I know, every media member who would ever get a phone call from World Wide West, you know, your phone rings, pops up, William Wesley. You say, hey, Wes, what's up? And first words out of his mouth every single time, we off the record.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, Wes, we're off the record. What's up? Every single time. He would never. It's never, hey, Gary, how you been? You know, it's first words out of his mouth every time, we off the record.
Well, and in fairness, Phil Mickelson should have done that, you know. So I get that Alan is technically right, I believe, but technically.
I wouldn't feel comfortable ruining a guy's career with his own words without making sure he knew before we go down this path, everything you say to me is on the record. Do you understand that? I would not have done what Alan Shipnick did. I'm just telling you, I would not have buried Phil Mickelson with those words, because I think Alan deep down probably knows, even if Phil Mickelson was on the record, because you're on the record unless you make it clear you're not, I think deep down he probably knows there is no scenario Phil Mickelson would have said those things to me if he thought I was going to put them in a book.
I think that's probably true. And he's getting totally, you know, blasted. Totally blasted. So, again, like, I don't really particularly feel he's got gazillions of dollars and he's done it to himself and all of that stuff and whatever. There are lots more people who I can feel sorry for before I feel sorry for Phil Mickelson. But it is interesting where we, you know, who's a pariah for what and who's not necessarily.
That is Jeff Calkins. He'll be back in studio tomorrow morning. Enjoy
the chicken, man. Enjoy the chicken.
You enjoy your bike ride.
All right. See you later. Bye.
How good of a guesser am I, Bennett?
That was pretty solid, yeah.
What an unbelievable guesser I must be. I don't really try to guess things too much anymore.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't think I use my guessing skill often enough.
Maybe so. I mean, in fairness, he did like talk about his new bike riding thing with us over the past couple weeks.
I'd be scared to go bike riding.
Oh, I would too.
People die all the time.
I mean, you could go, like, I wouldn't be scared to go bike riding on, like, the Green Line or, like, you know, a trail or something.
I ain't just riding
a bike with traffic. I'm good.
Like, riding a bike down Walnut Grove.
I'm good.
I'm not trying to do that.
I'm good.
And
I'm sure it's probably perfectly safe, but for me.
Yeah, you'll probably be okay.
I'm going to set that out.
But how many stories I got to read about so-and-so hit a cyclist?
Yep.
Like, they got these bikes all over New York City. You know, they're just there. You just grab them. You know, it's a little bit like the scooters in downtown Memphis. They just got bikes everywhere. You just, you know, swipe your credit card, grab a bike, start riding. And I'm like, maybe I'll do that someday. And I'm like, nah, I'm not going to do that someday. I'm not trying to get hit by a car.
Right.
Biking throughout a busy city greatly increases the likelihood of you being hit by a car.
Yes.
Or worse, a truck or SUV.
Oof.
I'm just trying not to do that, you know?
I don't blame you. Me either.
Just trying not to get hit by a car on a bike.
I get it.
My goals are simple goals. What's your goals? Try not to get hit by a car on a bike.
Smart way to live.
I'm doing better, Bennett. Getting smarter. Be back in a second.
Talking to Kendrick Davis, incoming University of Memphis point guard here. What do you just make of the current roster and what Penny's talking about adding in addition to you?
Well, we got some stuff in the works. Some big moves coming.
Oh, my.
The Jason and John Show with Jason Smith and John Martin. Weekdays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m.
92.9 ESPN from Odyssey.
Listen up, people. Your first bet with Caesars Sportsbook is risk-free, up to $1,100. Download the app and use promo code RADIOCZR and then place your first bet. If you win, congrats. But if not, you'll get your wager back as a free bet.
Must be 21 and physically present in Tennessee. New users only. Bet amount of qualifying wager returned only if wager is settled as a loss. Paid as a single bet credit. Must be used within 14 days. See caesar.com/promos for full terms. Gambling problem? Call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. Caesar Sportsbook. Download it.
Every search you make, every click you take, they'll be watching you.
Tired of companies like Google and Facebook watching everything you do online? There's actually a simple solution. DuckDuckGo. It's an all-in-one privacy app with a built-in private search engine, web browser, one-click data clearing, email protection, and more. All for free. Download the app today and get the most comprehensive privacy protection with the push of a button. DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
Looking for better paying hourly work or even a new career? Millennium Search hires for the Mid-South's best companies like, well, we can't say the name, so let's just say you can climb a career ladder in these shoes. Visit jobswiththebest.com. Jobswiththebest.com.
DQ presents. Picture this. You stand before the awe-inspiring new signature stack burger menu at DQ and your mouth wonders, where have you been all my life? That's 5 taste bud tempting cheeseburgers with 100% real seasoned beef. You peek at the loaded A1 stack burger with 2 premium sauces, then the flamethrower stack burger with tongue-tingling jalapeno bacon. Then you realize moments like these are exactly why we have the DQ signature stack burger menu. DQ. Happy tastes good. Get it delivered at DQ.com.
With so many people moving into Memphis, homes are flying off the market and sellers can't land a new home. But there is a way to avoid this issue. And this is Gary Parrish reminding you that the way to do it is to call my buddy Josh Heisall with the Josh Heisall team of Keller Williams Realty. Josh can help you place a no contingency bid on a new home before you list your current home. That way, when your home sells, you got a new home waiting for you. And when it comes to marketing and networking, Josh puts your home in front of hundreds of qualified buyers, which increases demand and drives up the price. So don't leave that money behind. Look up joshheisall.com. Josh is a friend I trust. You can trust him too. He has flexible fees. There are no upfront costs. And if you're unhappy for any reason at any time, you can fire Josh with no obligation. You can even do it with a text. 901-461-8147 is the number. 461-8147. It's Josh Heisall on the web. JoshHeisall.com. That's Josh, HISAW.com.
If you need to sell your home, there's only one thing to do. Call Josh, HISAW. Go to JoshHeisall.com.
Are you ready for the Take It On sales event at Gossett Mitsubishi on the Pike? Take on high gas prices with 41 MPG highway in your new 2022 Mitsubishi Mirage G4. $259 a month or buy for $17,885. Looking for the perfect road trip ride? Take on 2022 Mitsubishi Outlander Sport. $359 a month or buy for $25,285. Plus, award-winning redesigned 2022 Outlander. Seat 7, $369 a month or $29,005. And get the stellar 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So get to Gossett Mitsubishi today, 1870 Covington Pike, or shop online at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 72 months at 3.9, Outlander NZ 068336, MSRP 29505, Sport NUW09708, MSRP 26035, G4 NHF05848, MSRP 18385, includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695, excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through end of the month, dealer stock only.
Golfers, swing into Edwin Watts Golf Shops for the hottest new arrivals from Titleist, featuring the new Titleist Vokey SM9 wedges, their most superior handcrafted wedge design ever. The new SM9 grooves are cut to maximize the interaction of ball and face for lower flight and higher spin. Get precise distance and trajectory control like a pro with the SM9s. Swing by Edwin Watts Golf Shops and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home with a 90-day satisfaction guarantee, and shop us online at worldwidegolfshops.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Improve your gas mileage and save money with fuel system cleaner from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get 2 bottles of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for just $10. Plus, earn double O rewards points and get your next reward even faster. For a clean, lubricated, more efficient fuel system, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Anywhere fans go to cheer on their team, there are behind-the-scenes MVPs ensuring everything is game day ready. We see you, Joe, fixing seats so every fan can enjoy every game. And Allie, who keeps her stadium running smoothly from the moment the first game starts to the last play of the season. At Grainger, you're our MVPs, and we're always here for you with supplies and solutions for every industry and 24/7 customer support. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's up?
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Walk the hill with the mean view. Nice house. If you look out, you can see some eagles and a few yachts. Got a roommate, he won't move.
Are you looking for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, or business insurance? If so, get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. That's a second generation local agency, been owned and operated since 1981. If you live in Tennessee or Mississippi, Elizabeth can help you. She's a proud partner with Memphis Tigers Athletics. So if you want to support an insurance agency, a local business that supports the University of Memphis' athletic department, then Elizabeth Rook Insurance is the agency for you. Let's talk about life insurance for a moment. Do you have a good policy? If not, you need one. Because you wouldn't want something to happen to you unexpectedly. And now you've left your family not only in an emotional mess, but a financial bind. Unfortunately, it happens to families every day in this country, but it doesn't happen. It doesn't have to happen. You can avoid it. It is affordable to get a good life insurance policy. So get in touch with Elizabeth. Let her help you. 867-SAVE, 901-867-7283. It's Elizabeth Rook Insurance on the web, rookinsurance.com. The NBA Draft Combine is still underway in Chicago. And do you know who has the highest max vertical leap so far?
I don't know.
Kennedy Chandler.
That's what I was going to say. Why did I just say it?
I know why you didn't say it. Because you're not an elite guesser.
I'm not an elite guesser. And I knew that was it, and I was scared to say it. By the way, like we talked about Josh Minot earlier. Like they're all talking about him. Like Gavoni, Adam Zagoria, they're all talking about him.
He apparently just shot it really well
in
a three-point shooting drill. You know, he didn't make or take many at Memphis, but he apparently just shot pretty well relative to expectations at the combine. He might mess around and end up going in the 20s.
That's crazy, but good for him. I mean, that's awesome if it happens. But I'd be shocked. Yeah,
it is. One of the callers, you know, had an interesting point earlier. Like, how often does somebody who produced as little as Josh Minot did in college, how often does somebody like that actually become a first-round draft pick? I mean, this dude played 14 minutes a game, averaged 6.6 points, 3.8 rebounds, and, like, really might go in the first round of the NBA draft.
Yeah, you would know this better than me, and this is—
I would know everything better than you.
Yeah, I know, because you're an elite guesser. But
I'm an elite guesser.
But on a bigger scale— Jaren was kind of like that a little bit, right? Like, he wasn't insanely productive at Michigan State, I don't think.
He was not insanely productive at Michigan State. Like, he wasn't first-team All-Big Ten or, you know, an All-American candidate, but he still averaged 10.9 points and 5.8 rebounds.
Yes.
And had a PER of 26.9. He was still a good college player. He just wasn't a great college player.
Sure. And he was playing with dudes that are like older and
But he was a more useful and more used college player than Josh Minot.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you know, Minot is, I mean, all the measurement stuff is there. The stuff that you're looking for in a prospect is there, and now you got to figure out if he can be a basketball player because he's not a, you know, perhaps Penny Hardaway was wrong, but like Penny Hardaway didn't think he was good enough to help him this year. That's why he didn't play. Maybe he was wrong, but like that's what his coaching staff thought. Otherwise, he'd have played more than, 14.6 minutes per game. So he's had a nice week for himself, and he is starting to get talked about in ways that he wasn't talked about so much coming out of high school or even in his 1 year of college. Because remember, this wasn't like a top 15 guy.
Right.
This is not a five-star recruit, but he's helped himself and apparently did some more of that today at the combine. But to my initial point, Kennedy Chandler jumped 41.5 inches max vertical. And so far, that is the best max vertical at the combine in this year. The record, if you're interested, what do you think it is? The record. Let's see if you can.
Yeah, what was Kennedy's?
41.5. What's the NBA combine record for max vertical leap?
I'll say 43.
48.
Jeez.
Keon Johnson, another Tennessee Vol last year. The previous record was 45.5. Then Keon Johnson went 48.0 last year. Kennedy Chandler has got the best so far this year at 41.5. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and you can make every game feel like Game 7 on FanDuel Sportsbook, which is an official partner of the NBA. Throughout the playoffs, all customers can place a no-sweat same-game parlay each week. You'll get up to $20 in free bets if you don't win. FanDuel has so many ways to play. And best of all, when you do win, you get paid faster than a fast break. If you're new to FanDuel, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up with promo code Gary to get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. That's promo code Gary, G-A-R-Y. And if you already have an account, you're already set to bet, no sweat. Either way, you're going to get up to $20 in free bets if your same-game parlay during the playoffs doesn't win on FanDuel Sportsbook, which is an official partner of Odyssey and 92.9 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued as non-withdrawable free bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max free bet $20 per week. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you got a gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. Be back with Dinner to Go.
Every search you make, every click you take, they'll be watching you.
Tired of companies like Google and Facebook watching everything you do online? There's actually a simple solution. DuckDuckGo. It's an all-in-one privacy app with a built-in private search engine, web browser, one-click data clearing, email protection, and more. All for free. Download the app today and get the most comprehensive privacy protection with the push of a button. DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-978-5309 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-978-5309. That's 800-978-5309. What do you have to lose? Call 800-978-5309. Again, 800-978-5309.
This press conference is to let everyone know after years of searching, we finally found it.
What? Aliens?
Is it Bigfoot?
We found reliable and affordable 5G home internet that runs on T-Mobile's wireless network. And it's just $30 a month for families with Magenta Max.
But don't internet providers always jack up your price after 1 year?
Others might, but T-Mobile has no price hikes.
What about termination fees?
They'll pay off up to $500 in termination fees if you break up with your provider.
That's incredible.
Wait, so no Bigfoot?
Welcome to Internet Freedom. Switch to T-Mobile 5G home internet for just $30 a month with autopay and 50% off YouTube TV for a year with a Wireless Max family plan.
5G availability limited. 4G options also available. Qualified accounts include regulatory fees and price. $5 more per month without autopay. Keep your monthly rate for current qualified data service. Exclusions apply. Up to $500 via virtual prepaid card for termination fee payoff. Allow 8 weeks. See T-Mobile.com/Wi-Fi for YouTube and other offer details. Cancel anytime.
Hey, I got Jeff Allen live on the phone. Hey, what's going on over there at Gossett Kia, South Mount Moriah?
Look, Randy, it's crazy over here, and that's because we'll do whatever it takes to put you in a new Kia today. Check this out. I've got a 2022 Kia Forte LXS, only $219 a month, and a 2022 Kia Soul LX, $240 a month. Both 36-month lease and $27.99 due at signing. And if you're looking for some SUV action, 2022 Kia Sorento LX, $315, 36-month lease and $34.99 due at signing.
And I know all Gossett Kias are equipped with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
That's right, Randy. So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia Mount Moriah.
2680 Mount Moriah or KiaMountMoriah.com.
All 36-month leases, Forte, NE 483, 548, MSRP 21435, sold, NHO 2976, MSRP 22045, Sorento, NG 1166.57, MSRP 31290. Includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Kia, excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 6/22. Dealer stock only. Warranties, a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details.
School's out for summer, but if your business is running QuickBooks, you'll never get a break. QuickBooks manual processes, integration difficulties, and glitchy delays will leave you scrambling for the numbers you need. Failing to graduate to NetSuite will leave you stuck in summer school while your friends party. NetSuite by Oracle is the number one cloud financial system, no matter how big your business grows. With visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, e-commerce, and more, NetSuite is everything you need to grow all in one place. That's why NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, used by over 29,000 growing businesses. Automate your process with NetSuite and close your books in no time. 93% of surveyed businesses increase their visibility and control since graduating from QuickBooks to NetSuite. Right now, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program, so graduating has never been easier. Head to NetSuite.com/select right now. NetSuite.com/select. NetSuite.com/select.
At CDW, we get today your hybrid organization depends on different networks, different devices, and different ways of working. So how do you manage to keep everything together? CDW can orchestrate a Cisco SASE solution or Secure Access Service Edge, converging security and frictionless connectivity in one, so your dispersed team feels closer to home, wherever they work. For a unified hybrid workforce, trust Cisco and IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Learn more at cdw.com/Cisco.
Nobody protects you from mayhem in Memphis like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Bar and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates rank with Illinois.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I'm so bossy, get off me. It's a different jingle when you hear these car keys. Your SL's missing an S.
It's National Barbecue Month. So where you want to go? Barbecue All-Star Superstore is down in South Haven. 12,000 square feet of grills, smokers, sauces, anything you can think of for your backyard barbecue and grilling needs. They got Big Green Eggs, Primo Grills, Grill Islands, Drum Smokers, any kind of accessory you can think of, it's going to be there. Just a huge selection of anything and everything if you're trying to get your backyard set up perfect for these warm months that we are about to encounter day after day after day after day. Also got a section of the store that's going to be dedicated to cooking classes, including a large area for in-person cooking classes with broadcast and recording capabilities. They're going to have local chefs, different barbecue personalities running these classes. So you can pop in, pay attention, step your game up. It's 875 Goodman Road. That's the location. 875 Goodman Road. It's in South Haven Commons, right next to Avellino. 662-510-5690. That's the number. 662-510-5690. It's the Barbecue's All-Star Superstore. You can learn more on the web, thebbqallstars.com, thebbqallstars.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but we mostly focused on the NBA draft lottery because it was held last night. Orlando Magic going to pick first, assuming they don't move the pick, and I don't think that they will, in the 2022 NBA draft. Most believe they'll be picking between Chet Holmgren and Jabari Smith. So a couple of one and dones, one out of Gonzaga, the other out of Auburn. I don't think it's a no-brainer. I could listen to arguments for either, but I think at the end of the day, if I'm pulling the trigger, I'm pulling it for Chet Holmgren.
What's the biggest game tonight? Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
Game one, Western Conference Finals. Mavericks, Warriors, Chase Center, San Francisco, 8 o'clock tip on TNT. Golden State, 5.5-point favorite. The total's 215. You still believe in Luka Magic, don't you?
Did you see the picture of him and Boban and he was drinking a beer today?
They say
I don't care what they say. Okay. I want to believe that that happened this afternoon as part of his pregame preparation.
Luka was day drinking in advance of game one of the Western Conference Finals?
When I saw that, because Dallas beat writers came out and were like, that's an old picture. That's not from today. And I was like, damn it. I wanted to believe so bad that he was just out having some beers. Like, I'm good. I'm ready for this.
If he were, people would be like, what is he doing? Like, Michael Jordan used to drink and gamble all night long in the NBA Finals. Relax.
Yes.
Everybody relax. Right. Luka will be fine.
Yeah.
You believe in Luka Magic?
I do. I like it. What is it, 5.5? Yeah, I like Dallas plus 5.5.
Give me them points.
Give me those points.
Give me
tonight,
them points.
Please.
Give me them points.
Yep.
Golden State minus 5.5. Big Bet Bennett says you're playing the Mavericks plus the 5.5. Again, 8 o'clock tonight's on TNT.
What should I watch on TV?
Presented by Edwin Watts Golf.
Can I interest you in Love on the Spectrum, U.S.?
Possibly.
It's a stateside version of the Australian reality series chronicling the relationships and dating lives of people on the autism spectrum.
Oh, okay. That sounds nice.
Get to watch people on the autism spectrum fall in love. That sounds sweet, doesn't
it? That sound really sweet, yeah.
I Googled just out of curiosity, like, I don't know why. Famous people on the autism spectrum. You know who pops up? Albert Einstein, Charles Darwin, Michelangelo, Sir Isaac Newton. Like, all of our geniuses.
Interesting.
Bill Gates popped up. Elon Musk popped up. Bob Dylan on the autism spectrum.
Whoa.
Makes sense, actually.
That.
Actually makes sense. James Taylor on the autism spectrum. That's what it said on this website.
I had no idea.
I can't vouch for this website, but that is what it said.
Well, okay.
It had Jerry Seinfeld on there, too, and I was like, that's interesting. And then I Googled Jerry Seinfeld is on the autism spectrum, and it was like, Jerry Seinfeld denies that he's on the autism spectrum.
So I don't know about this website, GP.
I don't either, but I didn't have time to do any more research than what I did. Love on the Spectrum US debuts on Netflix today.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, Kyle Porter, my colleague at CBS Sports, wrote a column today from the PGA Championship about Jordan Spieth. He's got three majors. He's never won the PGA Championship. He's won the other three. He's trying to get the career Grand Slam. Only five players have ever done it, history of golf. Gene Sarazen, Ben Hogan, Gary Player, Jack Nicklaus, and Tiger Woods. Jordan Spieth, this weekend, trying to become the sixth. If you want to read that, you can find it at CBSSports.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, it'll be Thursday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.